Car racing is one of the most popular categories among players in the video game industry, which serves as the inspiration behind EvoPlay's new flagship title, Adrenaline Rush. On today's episode of iGaming FM, I caught up with Ior Sorachny, and he tells us about the new game and how EvoPlay is catering to the next generation of players. So Adrenaline Rush is EvoPlay's new flagship title. Can you tell us a little bit about how it came to be and how it works?
Yeah, sure. After the success of our previous game, Star Guardians, which was our previous flagship, we wanted to create a new game that would appeal to the next generation of players. So we brainstormed different ideas and eventually decided on a sports-themed gameplay concept. Our market analysis showed that racing was a popular genre among players, which made us even more confident in our decision. If we're talking about some numbers, in 2023, racing games hit the top 10 genres, resonating with the players of all ages. So that's precisely why we chose the racing theme for our third flagship title, Adrenaline Rush. It's not only the one game, it's three games in a row, and we have skill-based game, we have a crush game, and we have a classic slot, but with not classic mechanic. So if we're talking about some key innovation that we have in Adrenaline Rush, so we have, first of all, skill-based gameplay. So an industry-first 3D racing game that gives the manual control and the ability for players to demonstrate their driving skills. Of course, it's gonna have a huge impact with the younger generation because they really respect the possibility to do something on their own and, you know, to be in charge of everything which is going on with the gameplay. Of course, it's also about personalization. So understanding the value the younger generation places on individualized experience, we integrated personalization features into Adrenaline Rush as well. So in-game players can select their preferred racer character, choose their favorite car, and navigate through three distinct roads of varying difficulty levels, enhancing the sensation of being a real racer. Of course, gamification. So our research highlighted the significance of gamification in captivating Generation Z players and bolstering retention rates, which helping us a lot. And the next, but not less important, it's mobile accessibility. As all of us know, most of Generation Z and most of the people primarily engage with games on mobile devices. That's why we create not only this flagship, but we create in all of our games who are really cross-platform, first of all, and they can be compatible across various devices, like with mobile phone, laptops, tablets, whatever. So I think this is the most important points about our game.
Yeah, I think for me, what really like stood out for it is the like competitive element that I've never really seen in like a casino game before. While you're playing it, you're kind of trying to pick up coins and bonuses, and I'm kind of like forgetting that it is a casino game, and it's only kind of at the end that I'm like, oh yes, because you're kind of so immersed in the gameplay itself. Which I think is really cool. I haven't seen that before.
Which is also really interesting that you cannot use these coins when you're taking it during the race as a rewards only. You can use some of the coins in your next races as well. So you have a chance to take the upgrade of your current car. And in the next race, you're going to upgrade it and you're going to be more faster, more flexible during the road. It just makes us with the longer timing session as well.
There's definitely some influences in there from video games like Need for Speed and Burnout comes to mind, which is a little unusual for an iGaming release. So what made you kind of draw on those influences and decide to bring them to the casino world?
What links the racing theme and iGaming is the shared love for competition, straightforward enjoyment of gaming, and the chance to win rewards. So both video game fans and gambling players want to have fun and feel satisfied when they play. And that's precisely what Adrenaline Rush offers. If you're talking about like, let's say some statistics, yeah, and then the numbers. So Zoomers, who are also passionate about racing games, participate in online gambling around 40% of their age group. Another pretty good fact that while racing players might not be big fans of solving puzzles, they like features like seeing their stats and selecting their characters, things that Adrenaline Rush offers as well. So in this game, players can try out different characters, different cars with specific features, because each of the car has their own unique features, their own unique modifies, which you can take during the race. And by collecting special bonuses like boosters, right, on the road, players have also a chance to enhance their car's performance in subsequent rounds. So this is like one of the top things that we have in our game. Of course, as I said before, in 2023, racing games hit the top 10 genres for all of the ages. And if you're talking about younger generation, the percentage even higher than only 40% or whatever. So with younger generation, the engagement with such games is like around 60-70%, which is really, really impressive. And we really want to show them that gambling world, it's not only about slots and so on. It's also about some excitement features, about some excitement gameplay, and it's going to be different. Pretty sure that EvoPlay will be at the top positions with such a game like Adrenaline Rush.
Yeah, so you mentioned kind of accommodating to younger players there, and I definitely felt like that was evident in this game, and then Star Guardian as well. In your kind of research, what kind of preferences do these players have when they go to casino, and how do they react to these kind of experiences? I know for me, at least, you know, I'm not going to go for the fruit slot. I feel like that's a little bit of like an older thing, so it's really good to see like kind of things that look like they're made in this day and age.
What doomers value in games? There are three top aspects. First of all, game theme, story, and art. If you're talking about game theme and art, we have, like, I think, my personal opinion, one of the best team of designers in the gambling world who are creating really, really great visuals. Generally, we're not going live with all of the ideas that they have. We're just taking the best of them. Most of the visuals, you know, it's like something crazy in a good sense of this word. And of course, if you're talking about story, you know, everyone loves story, no? We have a storytelling around Star Guardian, so we have created a comic book, we have created a story behind all of the characters, like we have created even galaxy for all of the things which is happening in the game, and it's pretty cool to have such an experience, to be honest. And we, right now, we're developing something incredible as well for Adrenaline Rush, so you will have like the whole storytelling for all of the characters, and you will know the story behind the game, right? But also, if you're talking about something which working as well for younger generations, we have to understand that around 55% of Generation Z spends more than 5 hours a day on their smartphones. On average, Generation Z, especially gamers, play around for 6 hours in average in a computer games. So using that, we know what they like, we know how many time they spend in the game, and we know what to propose to them. We just created the games like Adrenaline Rush and Star Guardians just to try to show them that gambling world, it's not so boring. It can be fun. It's entertainment. It's a part of the entertainment as well. With such a titles, we just want to engage more people, and we just want to show them how the gambling world changed and what is going on here and what they can expect from this world. So this is the whole point about that.
Adrenaline Rush kind of fits into like a lower volatility category. There's a bit of a shift, especially in Western Europe now with like softer gaming. And where do you think Adrenaline Rush fits into this? I guess in the world of like Slingo, Keno, those kind of games.
Of course, there is a shift in the demand for innovative gaming experiences, specifically among younger players who are highly engaged in video gaming. And this audience is interested in games such as Crash, Instant, 3D video slots with some modern design and so on. And Adrenaline Rush is an example of a game that caters to this demand by blending innovation and excitement while still adhering to industry regulations as well. It is a unique offering in the gaming market that delivers thrilling experiences to modern gamers. But for players who prefer simpler games, we have broadened our selection by introducing a video slot and Crash game in the same racing style. So it's like the continuation of the storyline. And this move simultaneously caters to multiple player categories with different preferences. And what we didn't do with Star Guardians, but right now with this flagship, we are doing that. We have not only one game, which is totally skill-based, which is with a unique mechanic, because no one sees something like that. But we also have another part of the audience, let's say, which we want to engage with as well, which is we're doing right now with Crash game and with slot game. So it's like the whole story is about three of the games. Of course, the main story around skill based, but we want to touch the whole audience with such storyline.
Can I ask, what do you think is next for Evo Play? Or are you already starting to think about your next flagship title?
Right now, we're just brainstorming about that. We have some ideas, and it's to be honest, after what we did with, first of all, with Dungeon, after that with Star Guardians, and after that with Adrenaline Rush, it's going to be something special as well. And it's going to be something new and fresh for the industry, for sure.